Two Designers Walk Into a Bar is a proud member of the Evergreen Podcasts Network.
For more information about our show or to discover more podcasts you'll enjoy, visit evergreenpodcasts.com. Hi, everyone. We're going to be taking a couple months off as we prepare for our upcoming season. Enjoy this episode nugget from our archives and visit our website for the full story.
You can also join us on Patreon for exclusive content not found in our regular podcast feed. Hey everyone, it's Elliot.
And Todd. Welcome to Two Designers Walk Into a Bar, an ongoing conversation about pop culture and iconic design. Hey, Elliot, this week marks the anniversary of a really important moment in athletic competition.
Do you mean the week we got kicked out of the go-kart track?
I think the weather was warmer then, so no. This was when the first Super Bowl was played in L.A. back in 1967, with the Green Bay Packers defeating the Kansas City Chiefs 35-10.
Green Bay. That's in Wisconsin, right?
Yeah, why do you ask?
Well, when I think of Wisconsin athletics, Todd, the first thing that comes to mind for me is the famous racing sausages from Milwaukee.
Ugh, of course. That's as good a reason as any to jump into our sports mascots episode. Enjoy.
So, as we all know, baseball has always had wacky promotions. You go to especially minor league games, and there's all kinds of crazy stuff that goes on. You know, there's always gimmicks to keep the crowd's attention, get fans on the field, and of course celebrate local sponsors, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the Brewers played at Milwaukee County Stadium from 1970 to 2000. And for movie buffs out there, here's a pop culture reference. Growing up in Cleveland, for me, I love the film Major League with Tom Berenger, Charlie Sheen. And when that was filmed, the exteriors were Municipal Stadium, which was at the time where the Indians played. But the stadium was so dilapidated on the inside, the movie crew said, this ain't happening here. And so they actually filmed the interior scenes in Milwaukee County Stadium. So there's your little bit of trivia about that.
Wow.
So it has had its Hollywood moment. Okay. So while the Brewers were playing there in the early 90s, there was a local sausage company called Clements Sausage Company. And they wanted to push the sausages that they were selling at the ballpark, right? You know, they wanted.
Everybody always wants to push the sausage, man.
I'll leave that alone.
Okay. That's probably best.
Yeah, I think so. So they decided that a fun thing to do at the bottom of the sixth inning would be a scoreboard animation with three sausages racing across it, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you remember, 70s, 80s, you probably went to baseball games. And again, that scoreboard is also in Major League. They have, it's of course Indians animations. So if anyone wants to see the scoreboard, just watch the first Major League movie, and it's featured prominently in there during the scenes with games. Okay, so it all began with three characters representing three different types of sausages. There is brat, which of course was the bratwurst. I'm sure you could figure that out.
Okay, yeah.
There's Polish sausage, so he was the kielbasa.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was Italian sausage. And I guess his name is self-explanatory. There's no other, name for Italian sausage, like he wasn't called Mario or something. So for a while, there was this animation, and it was pleasing to the fans. And then one fan actually had an idea. So in the fall of 1992, Milwaukee graphic designer Michael Dillon, so a guy named Michael Dillon of McDill Design, a local firm in Milwaukee, presented an idea to Gabe Paul, who at the time was the VP of operations for the Brewers. And Dillon wanted to transform the race from a scoreboard animation to live action. So he actually wanted to see this play out on the field. So up until that point, the animation had always played out on the scoreboard. But on June 27th, 1993, as the Sausages approached Milwaukee County Stadium on the scoreboard video, the left field doors swung open, and much to the surprise of both the players and the fans, out came these larger-than-life mascots racing around the field.
Mm-hmm.
So the three made their way to home plate with a bratwurst, and Dylan, Michael Dylan, was in fact the bratwurst, winning the first ever live race. This is sort of when, when fantasy meets reality, right? This guy just had this idea, and boom, there it is, play down on the field.
Yeah. You think it was rigged that Dylan won?
I don't know. Maybe we can find him and ask him.
I guess that's a whole other podcast there.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you're always looking for the legal angle, Todd.
I know. The drama. Oh, but that's very cool. I'm sure the fans and the players were sort of blown away by that.
Yeah, 100%. So for the remainder of that season, the 1993 season, the Sausages raced live only at games with high attendance. You know, they weren't going to bust these guys out. Probably had to, you know, pay them in, if not Sausages, mm-hmm. actual money to run mm-hmm. around the stadium. So there were a handful of games. Popular teams would swing through town, and so they would have the Sausages make an appearance. So the live sausage race resumes on Sunday, May 29th, 1994, the day the Brewers retired Robin Yount's number 19 jersey. So baseball fans, mm-hmm. I'm sure, certainly in Milwaukee, will remember when that happened. So after that day, they became a fixture at every home game since then. So up until current time, there's always been the sausage race. So the people inside the costumes are Brewers employees. But there have been some celebrities from time to time wearing the costumes, including former baseball and football players and the sportscaster Dan Patrick and his crew. So that would be pretty funny to see.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Very cool.
So the race then expanded as time went on to include two more sausages. So there was Hot Dog, who was introduced in the mid-90s. And I think that only makes sense if anyone's ever been to a baseball game. Later in 1996, Chorizo was introduced, and he was introduced to celebrate Cerveceros Day, and that's a Spanish word for beer maker, so Beer Maker's Day.
Mm-hmm.
So the Latino community was being celebrated for their contributions to baseball, and he became a permanent member of the race in 2007. Okay?
Okay,
so we have our five sausages, but wait, there's more. Right? In the famous words of Ron Popeil, in 2014, a stray dog wandered into the park and the team adopted him and named him Hank after Hank Aaron. So for baseball buffs, you know, what does that have to do with Milwaukee? So Hank Aaron originally played for the Milwaukee Braves before they moved to Boston and then they moved to Atlanta. So Hank the dog usually doesn't win the sausage race, but apparently he's very popular on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
And then also there's a group called the Little Weenies. And so these are smaller versions of the costumes that kids dress up in. And then they're on the field as well, hanging around with the I don't know, the big weenies or the, I don't know, yeah. I guess the famous sausages. I mean, sounds illegal, but it's all in good fun.
Thanks for listening. Don't forget to tell a friend, leave a review on your platform of choice, and subscribe so you don't miss a thing.
We're always here for you at twodesignerswalkintoabar.com.
Hi, I'm Emma.
And I'm Joe.
And we're the professional book nerds. Two Mondays a month, we interview authors and talk about their upcoming books, what drives them, and their go-to order at the cafe.
On Thursdays, we share recommendations and dive into topics readers face, like, how do I actually read the books on my to-be-read list?
You can find the Professional Book Nerds podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Want to learn more about us? Our website is professionalbooknerds.com, and you can find us on Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok at ProBookNerds.
We hope you'll come and listen, and as always,
happy reading!
Two Designers Walk Into a Bar is a proud member of the Evergreen Podcasts Network.
For more information about our show or to discover more podcasts you'll enjoy, visit evergreenpodcasts.com.